اهلا بيكم يا جماعه في حلقه جديده من امباور بالعربي. خلاص فاضل كام يوم على العيد واحنا مكملين على قد ما نقدر كل يوم. وصراحه اخر اسبوعين واحنا بنعمل امباور بالعربي مش بس المشاهده يعني عماله تعلى وتعلى وتعلى، لا انا في واحده بجد من ايام المدرسه، انا كنت بروح مدرسه اسمها الانجليزيه الحديثه MES Modern English School، مدرسه الانجليزيه الحديثه، وكان معانا واحدة في الدفعة اسمها ملك صادق. ملك اتصلت بيا من كام يوم وقالت لي علي انا كان عندي تجربة كده مع ادوية للانكزايتي، ممكن اكتب عنها؟ قلت لها ملك ليه تكتبي عنها، ما تيجي على امباور بالعربي الشو ده، يعني انا عاوز استضيف على قد ما اقدر عدد كبير من الناس عشان الشو ده مش بتاعي انا، الشو ده بتاعنا احنا كلنا. فقلت لها تحب انك تشيري يعني التجربة بتاعتك معنا. سألت لي تجربة كانت غريبة قوي، ويعني اخدت ادوية في الاول ما كانتش نفعاني، وبعدين احنا هنسمع دلوقتي الحوار مع ملك. بس I was so shocked and so in awe. ملك انا بقالي مثلا فوق الثمان سنين انا ما شفتهاش، او فوق العشر سنين بتاعتلي، بس بنت صديقة ليا كانت معايا في الدفعة يعني. وانا اعلم ان ملك بصراحه is a very brave soul، يعني شخصيه بجد شطوره قوي قوي قوي، يعني she's one of the بجد the smartest people من صحابي اللي انا دلوقتي I reconnected معاهم. وعاوز ان احنا ندخل في الحلقه دي وانبه كل حد ان قصه ملك definitely disclaimer ان هي مش ideal، دي قصه ان حد بيشرح او حد بيحكي، فمش معناها ان الشخص ده اللي بيعمله ده صح او غلط، دي حاجه ممكن اشتغلت لها او it worked for them، ممكن ما تشتغل، ممكن ما تبقاش الحقيقه ليكي. فناخد كل المعلومات وناخد كل القصص اللي احنا نسمعها على empower بالعربي with a grain of salt، يعني مش كقصص حقيقيه او مش كواقع حقيقي، بس كقصه ممكن نتعلم منها. فبدون اي مقاطعه للحلقه تعالوا ندخل مع ملك صادق في حلقة جديدة من Empower بالعربي في تالت أسبوع إن شاء الله، الحلقة الحداشر. I'm super excited يا جماعة، ويلا بينا. ملك مش عارف أقول لك إيه غير إنك you're an old friend من MES، و I'm so 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 lucky إنك and so grateful and so honored and humbled إنك يعني reached out وقلت لي علي this is what's been happening I want to share it. فمش هقول حاجة على لسانك، هسيبك انت to introduce yourself شوية وتقولي a little bit about what you told me في voice note اللي بعتيها لي على واتساب or Instagram، عشان I think this really 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 is important. بس go for it.
Thank you. Okay, well, it's really nice to talk to you again, Fallon. It's been so long. And thank you before anything for giving me this platform and this voice. And I wouldn't know where else to share this story. I'm just a girl at a Malak. I've been doing computer science. حياتي كلها عشتها في مصر. And then in 2019, I traveled for a year abroad, did my master's, came back. And then I had this genius idea, you know, I will take a gap year for a year. and then we'll go from there because I didn't know what I wanted to do. But it kind of backfired because obviously we're in a pandemic and my amazing adventurous gap year turned into a year at home. And I was mostly sitting in the house. My parents are like doctors, so they got COVID a few times actually. And then I got COVID a few times, but it was just sitting in the house being grumpy all day. And it was just not the nicest atmosphere, obviously, and it was a tough period of time for everyone. But it started getting really bad around kind of March this year, because I'd already been in this situation for so long, and I couldn't see an end to it anytime soon. The pandemic was still going. I was still kind of, I hadn't applied for jobs, hadn't applied for anything, so I was still stuck at home. And it really felt, I know this is so cliche to say, but it really felt like I was in this tunnel and there's no light at the end of it and I can't even see behind me anymore. I felt like I was just in darkness all the time. And I was just mentally really suffering and I had so much free time. And I think with me, that's a bad thing because I just kept asking like, what's the point of all this? How long can I keep going like this? Is it even worth it? And I got in a really bad place mentally. What one thing that struck me قوي انه I felt so exhausted and I didn't understand why I was so انه mentally just drained. بس الفكرة انه when I kind of reflected on it and I was diagnosed with anxiety I think around middle school and it's just something I've always kind of had. I had to just have it with me, deal with it, especially when I was that young. And when you tell me you have anxiety, that meant absolutely nothing to me. I didn't have like resources. We didn't really use the internet. It was just like, okay, so I worry too much. Okay. And I just kind of went with it. But I wouldn't say it just made everything a bit more tiring, a bit more scary. Something that the average person would like maybe spend 40% brain power on, I'd be spending like 150% on because I was overthinking everything and motivating myself to do it and so on. But I felt all that weight of all that worrying just kind of fell on me at the same time as the like depression and the days were all looking the same. And I was just honestly like miserable. I couldn't kind of carry on like that. The first struggle for me was talking to my parents about it, even though they're doctors, and I thought this might kind of help a bit. But obviously, the first like, "Hi, I have anxiety," was not very smooth. Like they were very like, "What is this?" وسمعت طبعا ردود اللي هو روح يصلي إدعي, which I'm not saying is not helpful, but obviously I needed a bit more help than that. Mara, they started listening more, and I think what made them listen the most, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is, was that period when I really kind of just disappeared into my room. I remember at one point my dad knocked on my door and he was like, "I haven't seen you in 2 days. Are you okay?" And it's like, we live in the same house. And I think they started realizing, you know, something's up, and I wasn't eating and I had like dark circles under my eyes and I looked like a textbook depressed person. And I think that's when they realized like, okay, she like, talking isn't helping her anymore. She needs actual help somewhere. And like, long story short, I got a prescription for anti-anxiety pills. What I remember, and this is actually what really pushed me to actually come talk about this. And normally I'm quite vocal about my mental health issues, my anxiety. I don't have issues with kind of posting it or talking about it. مش بحس إنه دي حاجة مفروض أتكسف منها. But I told a couple of my close friends that I was starting these pills, and I was shocked. And three of my really, really close friends had actually taken antidepressants in the last year, and I would have never known about it. They didn't speak about it until I came and said, "I'm going to take them." So they were like, "Okay, we took them too. Let us tell you about our experiences." And that was just shocking to me. Yeah. So it was actually crazy. And I'm talking like best friends, like we tell each other almost everything. So it was really eye-opening. So I thought there is a lot we don't know apparently.
الناس بتخاف قوي والله لسه مهما يقولوا لي مفيش تيك خفت بس خفت مين انتوا بالنسبة لكم انه خفت بوستس بس تعالى بقى في الجد تعالى هاخدك في الجد مفيش حاجة يعني.
It's so true. It's actually true. واكتشفت برضو the same thing with even by larger numbers. When I said that I'd gone to counseling, I went for like 2-3 years during undergrad. The amount of people who reached out and said, "Us too," and they started talking about their experiences on like my Instagram DMs. They weren't even people that were that close to me, but you could feel people wanted to talk about it, but they just didn't feel safe to talk about it until they knew that you were in the same boat, kind of. It's amazing. So many people.
Empower, يا رب نسمع.
أيوه.
والله مش بهزر مش بقول كده عشان أكرم ولا حاجة بس أنا نفسي أحس يعني نفسي أعرف والله أنا بقول كده يا ملك يعني ما بيني وبينك I swear أنا نفسي أعرف أنا مثلا تجارب بتاعتي في الكونسلينج كان غريبة قوي like بس أنا عمي ما بعرف أتكلم معايا مهما بصي مثلا بتكلم وبقيت شخص بس صحابي ما في حد ما فيش غير واحد بس اللي اعرفه اللي يعني اللي اقدر اتكلم مش اقدر اللي راح فعلا بيكوز انا عارف هم يعني اخبارهم ايه نفسيا كز لو في اي حاجه بيقولوا لي بس عمرهم اكشلي ذا بوكت فالناس التانية اللي هم بره الكلوز سيركل ما نفسي اعرف مش حاجه بتفتحها وانت اول ما تشوف حد فاهم انا قصدي ومش حاسس ان هي يعني طبعا انا حاسس ان هي حاجه يعني بيرسونال وكلوز وكده بس حاسس انها المفروض تبقى يعني لا عادي يعني، يعني كل انك تبقى عارف اسمه معالج كويس قوي مش المفروض تبقى حاجه فلا مش قصدي اقطعك بس انت جيتي على الجرح قوي يعني.
لا حاسه بيك صدقني. انه at some point I remember like I used to go to a certain counselor where I just shared her page on Instagram and said like I used to go, I completely recommend her, she's amazing. وانه literally someone DM'd me like انت بتقولي كده عادي انك روحتي؟ لا ايوه مش حرام ولا مش عيب. لا لا I think this يعني
يا رب يا رب. انا بتالي ان الكونفرسيشنز دي بتفرق. كملي انا معلش انا قاطعتك بجد انا اسف.
It's totally fine والله. بس I was just saying انه I found out and all of these different people have been taking the pills. بس الفكرة انه that was nice and reassuring, بس all they told me was حاجات very انه انت هتحسي انك زومبي شوية and then you'll be okay. You'll feel numb for a while بس it'll be fine. بس all of that didn't really انه prepare me or give me a concrete answer to what I would expect. انا كمان I'm someone who need to know even when I do like something medical, but عايز اعرف بالظبط ايه اللي هيحصل وهحس بايه وتايملاين وكله, and I couldn't really get that from anywhere actually, not just in a resource in the Middle East, even like Western resources weren't that helpful on the issue. But I started the pill and my experiences were kind of mixed, because for me, I know everyone reacts differently, but for me the pill made me stop worrying by stopping caring entirely. And suddenly I didn't care what anyone was saying. I didn't care about anything really. But I stopped worrying, but I found that I was also kind of losing my identity in the process. And I'm someone who's very productive and I like to work and do stuff. Suddenly I didn't care at all about deadlines. I missed like meeting calls. I gave any excuse. I knew they wouldn't like believe them, but I just didn't care. I stopped asking about friends. And I'm in a relationship. I tried like as much as I could to not be strange with my boyfriend, but I'm sure he felt the difference. With my parents, the thing is, to other people, they saw it as a positive thing. يعني my parents saw إنه أنت بطلتي تتعصبي, بطلتي تبقي مخلقة قوي. I'm sure my boyfriend برضو حس إنه أنت بطلتي تبقي مزعجة قوي if I don't text you for a while. بس to me, I knew it was because I stopped caring. إنه خلاص go out, اتصلت ما اتصلتش fine. ف it kind of made me sad إنه I was losing a part of who I was. And yes, you do turn into a zombie, but I don't think anything could actually prepare you for the way it feels. But I stayed like that for a while. But eventually, my brain started thinking, you're gonna fuck yourself up like this. And I'm missing work. I'm not talking to anyone. This is not okay. Well, I think it hit me the most. I was driving at some point. I was so reckless, and I was barely hitting the brakes. And it wasn't because I was suicidal. I wanted to crash. I did not care at all. It's such a strange feeling. And كنت حاسة إنه والله لو رجل خبطني هيحصل إيه يعني هيقف يزعق لي شوية ولا أنا هروح المستشفى ولا مش I don't care at all. And it was such a strange feeling. ساعتها obviously I didn't drive تاني, بس حسيت قد إيه it's a dangerous mindset. You need to care when maybe a little worry isn't a bad thing, and you can't be like this. But I tried to stop them. Well, that was horrible. I called my doctor, and he said, the dose I was taking was so low, I don't need to taper it off. I can just stop. But I tried. Nightmares, the soap, depression, rahib, crying non-stop. I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm crying. I felt I must be going insane or حاجة. So I would just take them again. وحاسة إن تحولت معايا الحاجة حتى placebo باخد البيل من هنا خلاص أنا كويسة. It was a dependency. Even though I only took them for 3 months, بس كنت حاسة إني بقيت dependent عليهم قوي. So I was getting scared. And what if I can never stop them? هو أنا حياتي هتبقى كده دلوقتي. I just felt very stuck. والأنقذ حياتي actually أنا كان لازم أخد تطعيم الكورونا وأخدت أسترازينيكا, فده بي increase your risk of blood clotting, والدواء كان بي increase my risk of blood clotting, فاضطريت أوقفه. فده اللي kind of أنقذني. And I switched to another medicine. وساعتها أنا ما كنتش عارفة إن you can so easily switch ما بينهم. I didn't know that. I switched to this other one. Alhamdulillah, this one is a better kind of match for me. It's less strong. I still care about stuff, but it takes the edge off of the overthinking and the over worrying. But I would have never discovered that if I hadn't kind of reached out and said, I'm not okay. I have all these side effects. I need help. And that's when someone online told me, ala fikra, as long as the like active chemical, I don't know, it's the same, you can switch to another pill. And obviously I asked my doctor first as well. But it just felt so good to like have myself back, and I felt like I was coming back to life. The first time I sat down to work again, I saw my timestamp, and it had been 86 days since I had worked. Ooh, that was the longest time in my life that I was not capable. إني أقوم نفسي حط نفسي على المكتب أشتغل ما كنتش قادرة. بس حمسن فهم ساعة 2-3 الظهر أنا هقوم السرير ليه؟ هو في إيه أساسا أعمله؟ Just no care. The first time I called my friends and I said, hi, I'm ready to see you again. I'm ready to go out. It just felt like Felon, I was welcoming myself back to life. And it was very nice to just get back all those little pieces of myself. And I think, something very important I learned through this whole journey, it's not about eradicating your anxiety or killing it completely. عشان for me, that meant killing parts of me that I couldn't accept losing. So I think it's more about managing your anxiety and learning to live with it, keeping it in check. But definitely a little worrying is a very good thing, as I've learned. بس
واو يعني بس صراحة أحلى حاجة إن مش كل حاجة يعني مش في بدائل لحاجات كتيرة فبتشتغل لحد ممكن ما تشتغلش معاكي أو فاهمة أنا قصدي. بس أهم حاجة بالتالي الحاجة اللي عجباني قوي اللي أنت قلتيها إنك سألتي يعني ما تعملتيش كده مع نفسك وأنت يعني خلاص هتعملي دكتوراه فأنت برضو متعلمة وفاهمة يعني إيه يعني إيه أهمية الحاجات أو الأفعال اللي أنت بتعمليها دي. فـ I'm very happy about that. مالك بجد قصة it's a very 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 impactful story. ويا رب مثلا أي حد يسمعها يعرف إن فعلا they're not alone. يعني أنا بصراحة ما قلتش كده بس أنا ما كنتش باخد دواء بس كنت بعمل حاجة تانية ما كانتش كويسة for months and بس يعني when you smoke that much it's not really good. بس اضطريت من شهرين قلت لو انا هعمل اللي انا اعمله في الشركة لازم افوق ومش انا من النوع اللي يمكن زيك في الشغل فحس ان لا لازم تريليس بطريقة تانية فما ينفعش تسموك اب بالطريقة دي وانا مش كده انا سباح ده انا اثليت ده لا لازم تروح. فدلوقتي بقيت بروح مرتين او مرة اتليست الجيم عشان احس ان ما انا لازم يعني الناس اللي بتبقى اوفر شويه دي بتبقى لازم تحط مجهود في حاجه عشان تبقى بالانسد ان احنا بنبقى عندنا نيد اوف ديب كونكشن رهيب جدا وما بنلاقيهوش في الناس ان جنرال فبنلاقيه في حاجات اكبر من يعني اكبر من البني ادم او في حاجه بيربس دريفن حاجه في ما اعرفش حاجه كده بتبقى اكبر من البشريه بالنسبه لك او بالنسبه لك بتبقى حاجه ليها دعوه بقيمتك انت او حاجه زي كده اعرفش ده ميك سنس بس يور بيربس از فيري امبورتنت ات ليست اي سي ذات. بس مالك مش عارف اشكرك ازاي. ثانك يو يعني فور كومينج اتس اونستلي ا بليجر تو كول يو ا فريند تشايلدهود فريند اكشلي. يعني يا رب كده دايما نبقى مع بعض و I hope and انت you know and you're very brave for doing this. يعني I think and not a lot of people have the courage ان هم ان كل حد في 20 و 21 دول يعني كده هم
سفحونا كل
بصراحة مش ناس كتيرة بتقدر انها تأدمت that. فthank you so much. مش عارف اشكرك ازاي.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm all together. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I felt so comfortable to come here and talk. Like I felt it was such a safe space. Thank you, Fala.
Wow. قالت كلمة في الآخر كده safe space. It gave me shivers. It really الموضوع فعلا خلاني أشعر من كل حتة في جسمي. ملك thank you so much. يا جماعة أنا بقول كده and I really wanna keep saying this, it's not easy to come here على Empower وتتكلم أو يعني تفتح نقاش أو حوار حوالين حاجة كانت فعلا 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 بتاخد عبء أو a lot of weight in your life, if I may say. So thank you Malak for your time. أي حد عاوز يطلع ويشارك قصته, this is a safe space and I wanna make sure. يعني انتوا هتلاقوني مثلا شوية التون بتاعي بيبقى ناشف اللي هو I'm very aggressive, شوية اللي هو مع مالك مثلا ببقى very relaxed and reserved. ليه؟ ان انا I really wanna protect the safe space. زي ما يكون واحد كده عنده بيت وعارف ان الناس كده في العادة مش بي التراست ده مش حاجة بتلاقيه naturally او في العادة. فانا من الشخصية اللي هفضل I'm fighting to make sure that people can feel safe معانا في Empower, with this takes a lot of fierce energy من ناحيتي أنا ومن ناحية التيم. زي كده بقول للتيم بتاعي I want Empower to be the best company في مصر والشرق الأوسط. أنا نفسي الناس تبقى بتتخانق عشان تشتغل في Empower, مش عشاني أنا, مش عشان أي حاجة, عشان أنا مؤمن إن when you take care of your people ولما تحافظ على نفسية الناس اللي بيشتغلوا معاك كلهم هيبقى عاوزين يشتغلوا معاك. ليه؟ عشان دي او الحاجة دي هي اساس الحياة. تخيلوا يا جماعة نمط الحياة انك تبقى رايح الشغل مبسوط بتعمل حاجة وحاسس ان انت بتعمل حاجة اكبر منك وحاسس ان انت يعني shit like holy crap like this is actually making a difference and it's paying well, it's doing كذا كذا كذا. So like all I want to do is offer that. It starts by offering the space. And so if you really want to come share your story, let me know. Drop a DM على Empower Arabia. أنا برد على كل المسجات. وطبعا للأسف والألم أنا الفترة دي مش أكتب على الأكاونت بتاعي. أنا عشان بدير حاجات كتيرة يا جماعة في Empower. And I really want us to grow بطريقة كويسة. وعاوز أقدم لكم أنتم الأب وحاجات كتيرة قوي وكامبينز إحنا بنشتغل عليها. ومتحمس جدا أني أشارك معاكم كل حاجة في الوقت المناسب. I'll keep it here for today. إن شاء الله نشوفكم بكرة في حلقة جديدة. And thank you so much يا جماعة, share الحلقة دي مع أي حد تعرفوه. And I'm so excited to be here كل يوم كل يوم في الأسبوع معاكم. إن شاء الله بنقدم حلقة جديدة. Take care and have a lovely 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 day يا جماعة.